that there was a site out there someplace I'd never visited, even though I'd heard about the thing. I mentioned Davies and Paul Green while I was in seminary, which was, I've got a seminary, by the way, after the war and after finishing college, because I was in college for two different periods.
Right.
But in 1950, I graduated from seminary. During that period at seminary, I had undoubtedly, maybe we'd spent a couple of days on Paul Green and Samuel Davies and just moved on, because we were doing the whole scope of Christian history, you know.
Right.
It's a pretty brief period back then. So I got kind of interested in it. I went and located the site, had a small monument on it, put there by the ladies of the presbytery in 1929. 10 years prior to that, there had been a legal case. A local farmer had started logging the 3 acres, and he was called to task by the elders of the Salem Presbyterian Church, which is Salem Presbyterian, said Studley, had united with the Paul Green congregation back before the Civil War. But when the church burned, then Paul Green burned down in the Civil War, I guess they just said to the members of the church, well, if you want to stay in this fellowship or denomination, you just have to go an extra 4 miles to church down Studley Road. And so the church was never, Paul Green was never rebuilt. And a farmer nearby, there's a record of this court case, he was charged with encroaching on his property and using it, and it wasn't his. Well, he didn't show up to defend himself. He had no right, he didn't have a case.
Yeah.
And so the judge in Hanover Court ordered that the property be resurveyed, and on record it would become the property of the Presbyterian Church at Salem.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the monument was there. It was there when I went out there in 1974-5, something like that. And so I got kind of interested in the place. Yeah, I'd like to know more about this thing here. And began doing a little bit of reading. One of the things I did was, and I don't know whether you want to go on record too much with this one, the property was held entitled by the trustees of the Salem Church in Studley and the Beulah Church, which is down at Cole Harbor, on a 7-3 part. So it was, you, since they were yoked by this time into a field, you might say, a mission field, like.
Right.
The Presbyterian said 70% of the property is owned by Salem, 30% by Beulah. So I went to the joint trustees in 1977, I think it was my first visit. I said, you know, something needs to be done about the historic site. I remember how shocked I was. I probably raised it a little bit, but it didn't say anything. And one of the elders said, I don't care about the history of the Presbyterian Church. He is a trustee. He said, I think we're just going to sell the property to the highest bidder. Well, I wasn't very much encouraged by that. So, at my expense, I had property surveyed and appraised. I had most of the appraisal been already been surveyed. And this appraisal came up at $3,500 for this 3 acres.
Yeah.
It had a remnants of a cemetery on it, which really compromises its use because you can't just, not legally, bulldoze a cemetery. So I went back to the trustee and said, well, we accept $3,500. No, we think we can get more than that from a builder. It's got a pretty sight, make a pretty home sight.
Yeah.
And this went on and on